It's the Tiltcast, episode 237, Tail Limbo.
Hello,
and this week, guys, we talk Destiny.
Under the fur.
Of course, again.
Under the fur.
And Justin's foray into the con universe and anime.
Anime sucks.
Stay tuned.
Socks or sets?
It's got a mind of its own.
Long units.
Got it.
That was not near as impressive as I think.
This is.
And take two.
This is. Yeah, there we go.
That's what happens when Justin tries to open bottles with his fucking sandal.
Hey, I got it. It's, I just got beer in there.
See, the party fell. Oh, here, right off the goddamn bat.
From touching your iPad there.
I'm just saying it was his sandal on the table over a bottle.
Welcome to the Tiltcast, guys.
Yeah!
Right in front of his water and his coffee, and I was seeing bad things happen again.
Hey, you know
bad
what?
Things.
What could possibly go wrong?
I don't have, like, I don't know, like three left hands like you do.
Oh. You have three left hands?
Well, according to that party foul that we had last week, you're left-handed, hold your face.
So instead of being busier than a monkey with six dicks, he would have to be busier than a monkey with nine dicks.
Nine.
I'm doing math.
What? Like three dicks
if
a hand?
If he had three
hold
left
on,
hands?
Hold on, let me get the abacus out.
Yes.
What? How would you do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, ask him. He's the one with all the goddamn hands.
There's a fox with nine tails. He must be a monkey with nine dicks, right?
Hey, I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
Still Babs.
Yay.
And we're back. We're podcasting a lot more now because we've been playing a lot of the same games, but we have different content for you guys this week.
No. I've got the same.
You do,
same
and that's
shit.
Okay.
That's okay.
Chris is like, I'm boring as fuck.
I'm boring. Nobody wants me.
So, you know what we should talk about?
Puppy.
Poor Barf.
Most recently, we had a Halloween party.
A horrible
Halloween party.
It was not horrible.
What is this? Oh.
It was amazing.
Actually, it was a good Halloween party.
It's good. It was.
You
good.
Twerked with a tail.
Rusty did twerk, and everybody pet your tail.
I didn't. Everybody did pet my tail.
Actually, you were kind of. Your tail was fondling me inappropriately at certain moments of the evening.
It's got a mind of its own.
Well, so it was funny because you threaded your tail through that chair, or who helped him? Was it Holly?
It was Holly and...
Holly helped you through the hole, and then when it got through the hole, it just stood straight up like a beaver tail.
Sure.
Yeah.
Beaver tail.
Like a cat showing its ass.
Rusty once again donned his crown as King of the Furries.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, with a slightly looser costume at that, too.
Oh,
it was really impressive.
It was way loose.
I was impressed.
You could have smuggled a couple of twins.
Maybe.
See if you just got a sex change.
He could have smuggled a small extended family, you know, out of communist Russia or wherever.
What?
I don't know.
What?
They're not communist anymore.
He had Somali pirates hiring in his chest cavity.
Probably. He was smuggling blood diamonds from Sierra Leone and the miners along with them.
Oh,
I'm just saying your weight loss has been impressive enough.
They are minor, too.
Stacy Lay, who hasn't seen you in
this
two
guy.
And a half years.
This guy just throwing out last names left and right.
Oh.
Dick.
Whatever.
You are a dick.
She sees you after two and a half years and immediately says, and half a Rusty.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
She is wittier, Stacy.
She is very. But, yeah, she's good people.
I mean, she noticed. That's a big thing.
She's the one who trained me when I was new, right? Does that not explain a lot?
It really does explain a lot.
And
holy
now?
Fuck.
Her assistant was one that I trained when I was in that position.
Hey, and I trained both of them.
You fucker.
So by proxy, I'm the dad.
Ew.
Oh.
I will not call you daddy.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Especially not shaven. I mean, he definitely doesn't look like a daddy.
That's actually a topic worth exploring.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we were gaming the other night, and so anybody that's seen me knows that I have a beard, or did have a beard.
we all hope.
And I was sitting with our friends who were doing the D&D game, and I was sitting next to their son, who's significantly younger than me. Like, he's probably like 15 years younger than me. And we sat side by side, and
let's just say I'm probably old enough to be his mama.
And we were sat by side, and we were both wearing, like, the same black checkered shirt. Actually, the same shirt I wore when I got here, you guys saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shaving, and, of course, he's got his, like, you know, 19-year-old peach fuzz thing, beard thing going on. And there was a picture taken that still hasn't gotten sent to me.
Oh, I'll do it right now.
That makes us look almost the same age.
Wait.
Almost the same age? No, sir.
You look younger. I haven't even seen it, and I'm just going to say it.
Is that not disturbing?
Can I see it?
Will I know this kid. You look younger than him.
So we've just established that Justin has sold his soul to Satan in exchange for his eternal youth.
Wow. I do look really young without a beard.
You look, yeah.
Wow.
Seriously, for like 3 days straight, after he shaved, he would just be sitting there having a normal conversation with me, and I just buzzed out laughing. I couldn't help it. It was ridiculous.
I mean, dude. That beard takes years off of your face.
Oh, my God. This is going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
Coke.
BC powder, I mean cocaine.
Oh. You know, I used to bring BC powder to work with me. And of course, it comes in these neat little, like, wax paper packages that are nice and neatly folded in exactly how you would expect normal people, normal drug dealers, to package up a nice little one serving of Coke.
Define normal drug dealer.
I don't know. Stereotypical movie drug dealer.
Not Walter White.
Generally, like, bald, some tattoos, rides a motorbike,
so,
or whatever.
You.
Half of the people Walter White killed.
I don't drive a motorbike.
So this is the problem with this picture. It's my expression is extremely childlike.
Exactly.
Yeah, you
caught
five.
Me in a very, like, yeah. Tobey Maguire moment. That pisses me off.
Suck it up. I now have blackmail material.
I mean, the only thing that makes it apparent at all that you're in your 30s is your receding hairline.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, I have some gray, too.
I have.
I was really mad that I didn't.
I have a receding hairline as well. Can't you tell?
Yeah. I did touch your bald head.
Yeah. How's my hairline?
Not receding.
Excellent. Also, just for the record, I am not participating in No Shave November. Not happening.
No, neither am I.
Mustache?
Or pit rugs.
Oh, pit rugs.
No woman beard. Not going to join the dwarven race?
No. Well, I'm already maybe technically part of the dwarven race, but...
You're an outcast. Well, you
fucker.
It could be worse, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm just saying, you were as tall as Justin Friday night.
What the piss is this?
Well, when you wore 4.5-inch heels.
Oh, yeah, that's so how the Halloween battery. Party.
What battery? Where? What?
It's a camera battery.
Okay.
It's not dildo
just a
shaped.
Random
I mean,
fucking battery. Well, you never know.
Who has a flat dildo? It's wide but thin in the middle.
That could go.
There's no accounting for taste.
That could be the handle.
I mean, it could be like fucking Thor, the fucking Clydesdale.
As a handle, that would not give near the leverage one would need, hypothetically speaking, because of course I've never used one. Ever.
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 Uh-huh.
Ever.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that halo. It's just glowing.
Red.
Glowing like my TARDIS light was last night.
Uh-huh.
You mean the night before last?
Four evers equals admittance.
It's Sunday.
Oh, it was. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm losing track. Fuck you.
Yeah, I lost track, too.
I've said last night like 12 times, and now you correct me you? Fucking yeah. on Boom. Air.
My Jesus, alarm went off Saturday morning.
Yeah.
6:30 turned into 7:30.
Oh, my God. 7:30
turned into 8:30.
Fuck my life.
While you guys were all hungover, I was busy being chipper and getting ready to go to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, no, dude, I wasn't hungover. It was the fact that I went to bed at 1:30, had to get up to go to work.
I went to bed at 3, and I got up at 7.
Around 1:30, too.
Basically, what he's saying is he's bitching about not getting all of his beauty sleep.
Oh. Yeah. Poor Vault Boy. So, I have a confession to make.
My God, that's
did
so
you buy
annoying.
A cat butt plug?
I did not. I did not. But if we're going to talk about that, let's talk about what? That.
Yeah, did what? You? Did you? Were you part of that discussion the other night?
I was part of that discussion. Remember, I was dressed up as Barf at the time?
And we were talking about how to cover your butthole?
He probably clenched yeah. really, really hard.
Yeah. He had to hold in the gym.
Oh, God, this has to come
so, yeah,
up
yeah, so one of our
that's
friends...
That's probably what you said at the time, too.
One of our friends brought up that there is a product out there, and this is actually kind of... It's pretty cruel, but the visual is really ridiculous.
Okay.
And it's a gem that you basically use to cover your cat's anus as it walks around.
Yeah, now, when...
Frankly, anyone who would use it, I just want to say, does not deserve to own a pet, but...
When they say butt plug, it is not an actual butt plug. It is a gem
cat
on a hung from a loop that goes around the cat's tail.
Plug.
That's not what I understand it to be. And anyway, that's still cruel. Cats don't like shit at the base of their tails. It really bothers them.
This accessory... Turns
did you really
your
just say accessory?
It's actually no shit on the fucking page. This accessory
my fucking
turns
God.
Your cat's butt into a glittering jewel.
Jesus. Some people should not be allowed to breed.
Yep, that's it. That's exactly it. It is basically what
it's an accessory.
They probably sell matching vajazzling for the owner.
You know, I didn't know what a vajazzling was until you told me about it. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Dark places, motherfucker.
Dark
places.
Places.
Well, you got to cover up a pair of beef curtains. Because
it is.
Beef curtains.
It is a product
might as well
called.
Encrust them with zirconium.
Encrusted beef curtains.
Oh, Jesus. This product is called Twinkle Tush.
Wow! That's like two girls, one cup. I can never, ever, ever erase that from my brain.
Oh, there's a video.
No, there is not a video. That's horrifying.
What's even more horrifying is watching Rusty dance.
It is a little bit horrifying. Just for
it's
those
of
you... It's
got animations!
Just for those of you who would like the visual, Rusty was not twerking to that.
But
but it would have been amazing if he were.
But Hollywood's trying to give him twerk lessons.
Twerk lessons? Oh my God, twerk lessons!
With turtles.
No, she really was. She's trying to get him to shake his tail.
Oh, what's more geez. Funny is...
I have pictures. It happened.
What's more funny is watching Holly try to, like, twerk inside that Mad Hat or that Cheshire Cat outfit.
Yeah. I have to say, I am disappointed. Holly is good people, and I love her to death, but my God, I was really, really counting on her to show up in something similarly scanty.
Yeah, she just showed up. Yeah. She's like, I've been doing this for weeks. This is what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a pair of pajamas, bitches.
I'm like, you fucker, I have to suck my stomach in. I was.
Hey, yeah, me and her talked about it, and I thought she was joking about it. She's like, no, I'm really not joking.
No, she wasn't kidding.
I do gotta say, I loved what you did with the outfit, though.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
It was good. It was really good. I liked it.
That was really well put together.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Actually, I spent a lot less time on that than I did on this fucker over here's Vault Boy costume. But then again, he did pay me in wine, and we all know how much I love wine. So
yeah, I did buy you some decent wine.
He paid
wine.
Me some goddamn decent wine, too.
Nice.
So I do pimp my sewing skills out for wine.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, so...
Good to know.
I actually got a lot of props. Apparently, I'm on Tumblr now.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
You're like a near almost not really quite celebrity-ish thing.
Probably a little bit more well-known for this than I am for...
Vault Boy.
And then look up AzumiCon.
Zoom.
I was the only Vault Boy there, I can guarantee you that.
Well, my kid said he was on Tumblr, too. Which, okay, so just to clarify the conversation, Justin accompanied my kid.
All right, so...
Chaperonage.
Actually, we had a whole lot of fun. He went up, cosplayed, and then, of course, I cosplayed Vault Boy. He was getting a lot more pictures than I was. And for the life of me, I cannot remember the name of his character's name. It's like
something.
Oh, I know. It's, he had a face mask that looked kind of like Venom.
Scary was, death horror thingy. I don't know.
It was like something ghoul.
Yeah. Ghoul thingy.
I'll figure it out real quick.
I don't know.
I got noises.
Anime is not my forte.
I will find out what it was.
To be honest, I've seen so much anime that I'd probably get it mixed up with some other character, that, and I don't want to do that.
Kamehameha. Destructo.
But yeah, I was working and I couldn't take him, so.
Well, and I was wanting to kind of see for, like, I haven't looked at anime in a long time. I haven't watched any anime or looked at manga or anything in 15 years. To be fair, almost 15 years. So I was kind of going as an experiment to see what I liked, how much it's changed, what's different about it. And I actually had a pretty good time.
I heard it wasn't as big as Tokyo and Tulsa, though.
No, it wasn't as big as Tokyo and Tulsa. But we went to some panels. We went to a panel like on how to review stuff, and then I was kind of broached the subject of, it was a guy that wrote for an anime magazine that did a bunch of reviews, had been doing them for a long time, and was kind of talking about his stuff. So I got to ask a couple of questions in that panel to kind
nice.
Of alter it for some of the reviews that I do, because he does stuff and I think subs some of it out to Kotaku.
I think I'll hit Tokyo and Tulsa next year. Might even revisit the TARDIS costume. I worked hard on that motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't want to throw that away.
Throw a barf away.
Maybe I'll even lose a little more weight by then, and I can tighten that corset.
Barf needs a new jumpsuit.
Yeah, you can get the new jumpsuit and give everything else.
Meh.
Because that wouldn't take anything but just adding a patch and a tail.
We'd need to redo the wig and actually get him a proper one.
Yeah. See, that takes so much work to get into, though. I mean, it's not a corset, but whatever.
Let's talk about some work to get into something.
You don't want to see me in a corset, I guarantee you.
Actually, I would argue that.
No, you would not see
I
me.
I would definitely.
Let me go ahead and rephrase. You will never see me in a corset.
I'm getting a visual of you in the costume that I wore last night. It's pretty goddamn amusing, I have to tell you. Those would be some tall-ass, large, high heels.
The Tooth Fairy.
But I think you would rock the TARDIS headpiece with the veil.
With the blue makeup?
With the blue makeup. Yeah.
No. Just no. Please, God, no. All right, stop.
But so you guys had a good time at
Disney. We did that. We got on a voice acting panel that we were in for, do you guys know who David Benson is?
Yeah. Well, I do.
So we got in a panel with him. We met him at one of the tables. He was signing autographs and got pictures with him, etc. And then he said, yeah, I'm doing this voice acting panel. You guys should come. It'll be really fun. I'm actually, it's not me just talking about myself. It's like, it's really interactive and we're going to have a whole lot of fun. So you guys should come up. And so we did. It's like an hour and a half long, and he like answered some questions about some of the animes and video games he'd been in, and then proceeded to torture the rest of the crowd for an hour. He would give them lines of dialogue and have them reading it in their best voice, and he had somebody picking at random, a guy and a gal, out of the crowd to do lines, and then he'd make them do them in different voices. So he'd say, "All right, so I want you to do this as a spoiled brat. I want you to do this as." I'm trying to think. William Shatner was another one.
Yeah.
I want you to do these different things. So he'd make them get way out of their comfort zone, and then he would make them do different things. So.
And if and for those of you who don't know who he is, basically he's just a well-rounded voice actor. He's done everything from anime like Bleach, Kill la Kill, Fate Zero.
He talked a lot about Kill la Kill.
I think he's done
Tekken, BlazBlue, and
Street Fighter, Ghost in the Shell. He's done
Super
a lot
Smash
of
Smash Brothers.
Yeah, and he's done a lot of voice acting in games too.
Mm. Even Halo 4. So, but yeah, so there's something I have the whole table try.
Okay.
And it is something that I think will be fun to do.
Oh dear God.
I actually, me and him actually got up there. I wasn't going to raise my hand. I wanted him to go up there because he does acting in school, and he was really excited about it. And I was like, you know, you need to stand the fuck up, put your hand up, and let somebody see you. And he almost got picked, but we didn't get picked because he really wanted to go up there, and I think it would have done a little bit better than some of the people who were up there for sure.
Who would have? He's got some actual acting experience.
Yes.
Yeah. And so.
I don't have acting experience.
What the hell are my notes? Oh.
Oh, God.
So what we're going to try is we're going to try a standard 102.
Oh, God.
And I didn't know what a standard 102 was, so like...
I still don't know what the fuck a standard 102 is.
Well, apparently it's more of an anime thing than it is a... So, like, he was explaining it to people who didn't know what it was. Like, you say in English, we have a vocalization. It's literally a vocalization or a word, and it's dude. You say dude, and you mean so many different things by the word dude.
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 Almost the way that this podcast uses the word fuck.
Dude. So,
That's true. That is true.
So, in anime, there's something that they do in the voice acting realm of things called a standard 102.
Dude.
And the standard 102 is like a vocalization, not actually a word, but just a vocalization where you exhale a noise and inhale a noise. And you use it as a form of expression, whether it be excited, scared, mad, upset, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So do you know what I'm talking about now that I'm talking about it?
Kind of.
And I want to practice this, and I haven't done this except for in the car a couple of times. But thank you. Exhale a noise, and then you inhale a noise. So kind of like a kind of not quite. That's more Tim Allen's, like that kind of thing, you know. So exactly, just like that. So Rusty, I want you to give me a surprised 102, and I need.
No, that's a death rattle.
Well, we also killed people in the audience while we were doing that vocalization thing. So we're gonna go around the table and we're gonna do it. So Rusty. Scared.
Scared?
Scared.
Wait, I don't think that got picked up on
Are
the
you
show.
Sure
that
wasn't right the again. First time with a sock?
That was awesome.
Oh, that was second time with a sock. Because you learned to do it so your mother couldn't hear.
Yeah.
Okay, enough with the goddamn sock.
All right, so now that Rusty's had his turn,
at this point, you and the sock are engaged.
So what do we give that on a scale of 1 to 5? I get about a 4. What do you say, Babs?
I say 2 balls and a stick.
Jason, what do you give it? He broke.
He's done.
I'm broken.
He's done.
Gotta break somebody every episode. If I don't, then I failed.
Oh, that was... that was an epic fail, but it was hilarious.
This one's for you, bitch.
So, Jason.
Yes.
Your turn. I want you to get... What should we give Jason? What's his emotion?
What's his emotion?
Yes.
Tweaked out.
Tweaked out?
Mm-hmm.
Tweaked.
Tweaked. Oh, Jason doing tweaked anything, even if it wasn't a vocalization.
That's going to be fun. I want to see it.
So, Jason, standard 102, tweaked, and go.
See, now he has to think about it.
I don't think I can do tweaked.
Ha ha.
Why don't you try a standard and then try tweaked?
So it's you exhale the noise and inhale another.
Well, can it be backwards? Can you inhale?
From
and
what
exhale?
I understand, no.
Oh, okay. So, all right, go for it. I've already done mine.
Yeah, you're done. Don't be the kid that's awkward.
Come on, come on. No pressure. No pressure.
No pressure. We're all looking at you. All
no, I'm trying to think about how to
and
do it.
And the thousands of people that will listen to this later are going to wonder why he's being so slow.
Because I've never tweaked. No.
Come on. All you have to do is make a noise and then breathe in.
You know what? I bet Babs could do a better job.
Do it. Do it.
No, not with that. I couldn't.
Yeah, well.
No, give me a different emotion. That's not fair.
All right. Well, I'm not going to choose it.
Anger.
Anger.
Fuck you!
No, you got it. Not no 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 verbs.
Close
or nouns. Just gotta make the vocalization. So exhale a noise and inhale a noise.
I smoked a lot of weed.
Exhale a noise and then inhale a noise.
Here, I'll give you one. So, you just.
Okay, that's snoring.
No, that's snoring. Just exhale a noise, inhale a noise. Okay.
We're going to cut these out.
No, we're not.
No, we are not.
It's going to be my ring.
So, you know why? Because we have no personal dignity whatsoever.
All right, so choose one for me while Jason's still figuring this out. What am I doing?
I can't.
15-year-old can't girl.
Grow. Oh, do it. Why does this all sound like we're all having fun with a sock?
Fun with a sock.
Of course, it's getting written down.
Jason, nothing? We all went around the table.
You can do this. You're last.
Grandmother.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it now. Grandma.
Grandma.
Fuck, why did you not give that one to me? Actually, that was pretty good. That was that was very evocative. I'm falling, I can't get up.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
You are a born fucking actor.
And Rusty's falling out of the chair.
Yeah.
Score.
And he can't get up.
No, I can't, actually.
You need help?
Fuck! Ah! I'm good. Okay.
It's because you're wearing your ninja pants.
Of course I am.
Ninja pants.
You saw that, did you?
What exactly is the purpose of ninja pants?
So you can, that you can be sneaky.
So you can go ninja go?
Go ninja, go ninja, go.
Yeah. So, that being said, it twerked my interest.
Twerked? You did.
Jesus. I see what you did there. It wasn't good. Don't do it again.
So, you've got other... There's other sounds, right? There's other things...
You can do that. Like, we did. The people that were up there were doing... They would start off with reading lines. So, like, they did, like, the opening monologue for Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay.
Starship.
The guy tried to do a Picard. He sucked. The guy tried to do a Shatner. He sucked. There was one girl that did extremely well that you could tell had some acting lessons.
Yes.
That pulled off every single thing they threw at her.
Bitch.
But he also has a website that he set up to get people noticed on how to do voice acting. So he helps people kind of get into the industry as well. And he travels these cons doing this.
Well,
which I thought was really, really fucking cool.
That is neat.
So he does a lot of other things, like his basic acting or his basic body of work is he does...
You said body.
He does a lot of commercials in between all this stuff.
Right.
And does a couple of children's shows on, like, Sprout.
That's how the majority of the voice actors really make their...
He's a little bit older than us. I want to say he's probably, like, maybe late 40s, early 50s. But he's been doing this stuff for probably 15, 20 years.
So he's like, fuck, I'm ready to retire. Somebody come take over this shit.
But... Yeah, he seemed like a genuinely nice guy. He was really nice to me and Spencer. He was really, really involved with the crowd. We had a blast.
Voice acting.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I would have liked the Doctor Who panels.
Yeah, I intentionally didn't go to the Doctor Who panel because I didn't want to get any spoilers.
I think that was
spoilers.
Fair.
Spoilers!
So, yeah, Rusty knows what that means, and you know what that means, and I don't.
You should.
Barely.
A little.
But can't know.
Means the same thing that it meant the first time you heard it every single time you hear it.
Well, shut up. So, anyways, so we did that. We went
never
and
shut up. I even talk in my sleep.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay. So,
truth.
There is a I want to be a voice actor website, not necessarily related to the same dude, but just starting out. Says, okay, newbie, try reading Dr. Seuss's Fox and the Socks. Fox and Socks, out loud, without a mistake.
I'll bet that fox had fun with the socks.
Fox and Socks.
Fox and Socks.
The website that he helps, that he was pimping out was called iwantabeavoiceactor.com.
I want to be a voice actor.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the same one.
Yeah, he doesn't own it, but he's been pimping it out a lot.
Well, I mean,
he's 43.
Oh, okay. Well, he looked older than he was then.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's cool, actually. There's quite a bit on here.
So we did that. We watched, went around shopping. I found some really cool mashup gear. I found a t-shirt that is a TARDIS and a Stargate.
And didn't bring me one back, you fucker.
Well, I was just busy.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that my nearest and dearest went to Izumi-Con, and all they brought me back was actually fucking nothing.
Actually? Oh, nothing.
I'll let you print off a copy of that poster.
Aww. That was a true best friend gesture. True.
I'll let you print off a poster.
Then again, actually, one of my other best friends, I got something at my last trip to Disney, which was like in, what, fucking February? Still haven't given it to her. Sorry, Dina. I love you.
Oh, yeah,
I
she have a listens too, doesn't she?
I am all over this right now. I'm already doing the in-car voiceover workout.
Yeah,
you've heard me do it.
Do it. Do it now.
No, it's stuff that's like spontaneous improv. I'll pick up a voice and I'll just continue all the way through.
So
this is
Rusty,
audio
I got an idea. Wait. Opening monologue of Star Trek.
No,
in the voice,
I'm not going to do it.
In the voice of Mr. Herbert.
No.
Opening monologue of Star Trek in the voice of Varix.
Oh, God, no.
Bean?
You want to know why that won't work?
I know.
One.
He said no, so I was throwing something else at
him. I'm not drunk enough. Two.
We can fix that.
I have not smoked.
We still have absolute shit whiskey out there right up on top of the fridge that has your name on it.
Okay, so there's a thing about Tannix, okay? The voice actor for Tannix has to be either a heavy smoker or they modulated his voice really, really, really badly.
Oh, for the anime fans, the character you went in is Kaneki.
Kaneki, okay. Yeah, so it's not Tannix, it's Varix. And Varix's voice, remember the
gravel.
Well, not only is it the gravel, but there's also that smoker's inhale that you can hear. I don't know how that's made. Whoever does that is really good at it because I can't smoke that much. I'm sorry.
So, if you guys want to continue down this avenue of voice
I don't, down I think the it's
fucking
really
rabbit hole.
Honestly.
So,
anime rabbit hole.
So,
I know. What
animal,
are we doing now?
Anna Hole.
Anna Hole.
Anna Hole.
Anna Hole. What is all of this?
Anna Hole.
Excuse me.
I'm sure there were probably several at the con.
Excuse me.
Yeah, there was.
What are you doing? What?
Would my costume have been out of place?
No.
Hmm.
No?
No, because there was a bunch of Doctor Who's wearing a fez, actually.
You said that all of the Doctor Who cosplay people were
male
dudes, so my costume
would
have definitely been out of place.
Hey, they would not all try
way
to get into your TARDIS.
Wow.
God, that
yeah,
was terrible.
There probably would have been a lot of those jokes had you gone in yours.
Yes.
Yeah, so. But they actually wouldn't have gotten the actual inside joke, which I'll go ahead and confess right now.
It's bigger on the
Shall
inside.
I?
Yeah, it's up to you.
So, yeah, I may or may not have had Bad Wolf painted on my ass.
Sweet.
Well.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you just paint it there to see how many people would notice or what?
No, that was actually my entire reason for doing that costume because I thought that was just funny as shit.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I didn't care who knew about it.
Oh, okay.
Just like, so if I went as the TARDIS,
so am I
could wear a pair of, like, hot pants underneath the costume that had Bad Wolf painted on the ass, and that just appealed to me greatly.
Okay, so that was at the
Halloween party.
Okay. Was that the Halloween party?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't go to the
con. This is the real question. Am I an asshole for not seeing it, or am I a good guy for not looking at her ass?
It actually was not visible.
That's a paradox, isn't it?
It is.
As her resident best friend, I have to say I didn't notice.
Going back to the party Saturday night, I gotta say I wish I had a picture of when Casey stood with your tail between his legs.
That just sounds wrong.
I pulled the phone out and tried to take a picture, and by that time you jerked it out.
He did pull out in time.
He pulled out really quickly, and I was like, oh, no, you should have left it in.
He
pulled out in time.
I thought I had broke her and Stacy when I said, his unit's never been that long.
Or had that much fur.
You did almost break with us. Okay, so we haven't discussed what you went as.
Oh, yeah.
The cheapest cop out ever. I went as Lone Star to his barf.
Yeah, you fucker.
Which basically meant that he put on his work pants, his work shirt, and he put on a fucking cardboard ring that had the fucking Schwartz symbol on it.
Or you guys are having a bromance.
No.
No, that's not on a daily basis, isn't it?
True.
No, but, I mean, his wife did show up as Princess Vespa's stunt double.
So, I mean, you guys kind of had that whole Spaceballs theme going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's a bromance like Brooke and Adam on The Voice.
What's funny is I invited, except for, like, three exceptions, I basically invited just the podcast people. It was a podcast party, really.
Yeah.
And yeah. Trent was unable to make it. He had some stuff going with his dogs, and they were really, really sick. But
it's all right. I guess
I invited both of my DMs now. I guess I have two DMs now.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
So, and they talked Dungeons and Dragons all night.
Yeah, they did. Oh my god! They really did. There was like nerd corner over there, and then like nerd corner over there, and there was like this no man's land in between.
And it was,
and I that was the only and that's character where everybody was limboing over my fucking tail.
Tail limbo.
And I was the only person who was a game character.
Low now.
Yeah,
on a video game podcast party.
Well, technically, there are Doctor Who games.
You told me to come as Barf.
I did. But I knew you had the costume.
Yeah.
I mean, what else
would I have come as?
I don't know.
Pudge?
No, you're not big enough to be Pudge now. You would have had to wear a prosthetic.
I would have, yes.
And when I bother to dress up, I'm a little too frilly and girly for most female gaming roles.
You could have done Princess Peach.
No, that's too frilly and girly.
Oh, that would have been perfect, though.
It would have been the exact same thing that you're wearing, basically, but with pink and no headband.
I don't wear pink.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Pink does not. No.
You could have gone as any female Final Fantasy character, like Luna. That would have actually almost been extremely similar, less the police box.
Mm-hmm.
I like the police box.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Does she have a light-up headband? I don't think so.
I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Did she get to wear blue lipstick? I don't think so.
Or not Luna. What's her name?
Clearly she made a huge impact on you and I should dress as her next Halloween.
Because I won't remember who it is. Oh, it's the Lulu is what the name was.
Lulu.
Lulu?
Actually, a friend of mine cosplayed as her like back in 2000 and she did a really good job.
Oh, Lulu. She have many belts?
She have Lulu belts. That's what I should look up. Lulu belts.
That actually sounds like...
She of many belts.
Yeah.
Lulu from...
Bad Things.
Like...
Well, there's a cosplay right there.
Yeah, that.
Huh.
It's actually really, really cool.
Why is your screen so dim?
Because it's on power saving mode.
Yeah, but... See, here's the problem. As short as I am, every skirt is long on me, so the short thing was a nice change.
Yeah, it's all the belts is what it is. My friend, an old friend of mine did it as a cosplay and actually pulled it off really well. And she's about your height, too.
Hmm. Wow. Now that's a picture of Lulu. Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's her without the belts just fun.
Would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I have long brunette hair. I probably could have pulled that off. Okay.
Yes, you could have heard. No, yeah.
Or
perfect.
I'm trying to think of something that's not as frilly like Morgana.
Like what?
Morgana.
I'm just going to say, Rusty, if nothing else, we've always got Honda or Zangief for you to fall back as.
Or Blanca.
Blanca?
Blanca. Blanca.
Or Morgan is who I'm thinking of. Because she has... Well, that might be more than you want to do.
It has to be something that I can conceivably sew, and while I do have rudimentary sewing skills, I'm...
Well, you're brunette, but I don't know
that this would be something that you'd want to wear. No, see, I like kind of floofy stuff.
Did you just say E-Honda?
Ihanda.
You want me to dress up as a sumo?
Or Zangief.
Again, nobody needs to see that. Ever. Nobody needs to see me
does
in a Speedo.
Does it require a banana hammock? Oh, apparently it does.
No, it's more like a banana boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
The only thing is, it's in the live-action movie...
He has very, very sculpted chest hair.
Right, exactly. And I don't have that.
That's a real serious man sweater right there. Okay, that's a little bit badass.
That's perfect.
Dragon Age 3.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Just ideas.
Just stay away from Street Fighter or anything because, man, I may have lost some weight, but I don't have that.
I'm just saying, go back to the live action film.
I mean,
I
could.
Think about that.
I could paint on my six pack, but it's just going to be fake.
Hey, there's nobody in this room that could pull off the six pack.
Not a damn one of us. You know why? Nope. Because we're actual nerds.
That's the damn truth.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
That is damn truth.
Fucking
that, and with my knees as bad as they are, I can't hit the gym like I did when I was in high school either.
Really shouldn't hit the gym anyway.
So,
with nerds with bad knees? It's not like we actually fucking exercise.
It's from sitting down so much and not putting enough weight on our knees.
Oh, God.
No, actually, mostly mine's from football in high school.
Mine
crack a lot, but...
My stutter comes from that.
Hey, I mean, just because you had a dozen concussions.
Hey,
I did martial arts tournaments all the way through my early 20s, but my knees aren't super bad.
I mean,
My knees through a lot of cinder blocks.
I don't know why you would do that. Why would anybody want to break any cinder block? Why?
Dude,
why?
When you're a young man with that much testosterone, I didn't shave today. This is No Shave November. I stopped shaving yesterday.
Fuck, you're going to look like Duck Dynasty within like 3 days if you keep that shit up.
Fuck Dynasty.
Fuck Dynasty. God damn, we can't even make that a title and it's really good.
I don't think, that would probably be like let me look it up.
Let's do this.
Are you looking up Fuck Dynasty?
Yeah.
Isn't that like an old show is called Dynasty?
What?
No, phallus. I'm thinking of Dallas.
Yeah.
So, phallus?
Actually, not an original thought.
Somebody has a Duck Dynasty?
Is
that a gay porn?
No. God, I don't know.
Let the bears commence?
Okay, that was more Wookiee. I'm sorry, that was more Wookiee.
No, I can't do the Wookiee.
Did you ever notice that if you go and look at old 70s pictures that Chewbacca and Andy Gibb have the exact same haircut?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they're never seen in the same place at once.
No. Oh, God.
I have a theory.
It's on my search history now.
Okay. I thought you were saying chicks with beards.
Chicks with beards.
Like a circus act.
No, no.
So do we want to continue this exercise of vocalization or do we want to move on?
Well, do you have another one?
Well, I was going to say death throes.
Death throes?
Yeah, so like your best. So what I do is I paint a picture of how you're dying.
Okay.
You can't say words, but you got to give me a vocalization.
Oh, okay. You can count me out on that one.
Oh, come on.
Don't be a bitch.
Oh, I'm going to be a bitch.
Come on. So, Rusty, I'm going to start with you since you're the voice acting man.
I am not a voice actor.
So, Rusty.
Speak gibberish and tell me you're not.
But fuck, I didn't know you spoke Russian.
So, Babs, give him a...
I think he just came on to you. Did you hear that, Tony?
I'm not a magician.
Babs, give him a...
He thinks you're
pretty.
Give him a death. You and Jason, give him a death.
Good God, no.
What would be a good way for him to die?
Jesus Christ, this is getting dark.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to actually give the sound.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Why do you look up and down like I'm going to fucking...
What was the death that I had? Oh, what did I do? I think I shot a spell through some knight's intestines when we were playing D&D the other day.
Yeah, so Rhea thought...
But I liked yours better when you sliced the baboon from balls to chest.
So imagine you're getting impaled on a sword from nuts to chest, and then your entrails fall out. Can you give me that death throw?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You may have to sit back from the mic a bit. I'm going to give you a moment
just
to ponder.
Just so you don't... just get out of the splatter zone is what we want. I have wine and
from nuts to chest with a sword.
Yes.
Oh, God, that's... So that's rough, dude.
So
he's like clenching his knees together. Wait. Just for those of you who can't visualize this, it's amazing.
Well, I mean, it's nuts to chest, guys. I thought you guys were gonna have me slow impaled through the asshole. Wait, spikes.
So Rusty, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make the vocalization of thrusting the sword, and then you're gonna react with the vocalization of being killed.
Oh God!
You ready?
I don't know.
You ready?
In some cultures, this would mean you're married.
Not for
long.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
It wasn't too bad.
All right, so who's next?
I'm mildly impressed.
Who's next?
I don't have any balls, so not me.
I got a good way for you to die.
Oh, fuck you. I knew you'd been wishing your death on me.
So, Babs.
Been trying to kill me for a long time.
We're going to say, pierce for the spear while burning at the stake.
Oh, sweet.
Fuck you. What is wrong with you,
well,
you sick
first
fucker?
You got to get that fire going, and then
the
spear.
Ouch.
All right, so he will count down the fire, and then I will thrust the spear.
Phrasing.
Okay.
Probably intentional.
Okay, so fire and thrusting the spear. Oh, yes, give it to me. There you go.
No, that's not the same.
No, it is.
Are you ready? All right, 3, 2, 1. I'm counting backwards. Go.
Fire.
Ow.
Spear.
Oh, that's all she has.
All he had was spear. What do you want?
I guess it's like being impaled with a poodle dick.
Yes.
Being impaled by a tiny red rocket.
Tiny red rocket.
Tiny red rocket.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And I won't dish what I can't take.
I'm sorry, was it in yet?
Was it in yet?
And there's the knot. Oh, God, this has just got bad.
So what do you guys got for me? I'll try my best. It probably sucked, but I'll try my best.
All right. Yeah, you will. And you'll swallow,
at
too.
At least 5 seconds of increasing pain as you are being slowly slid down on through the anus on a spike that gets bigger as
God.
It goes down.
All right, God, so. You're just... Wow. Okay, then.
All right.
And.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
That's about as good as I'm going to get.
Jesus Christ, you spiked the fucking shit out of that, too.
Well, he did used to sing in a punk band.
Well, so. Yeah. That's going to be a great, great ringtone. We're going to make that happen.
the ass
Are you
lamp?
Going to accompany it with a picture of him 10 years ago in guyliner?
No,
we didn't need to bring that up.
Sure we did.
Why do you hate me?
No, I don't.
But there was no gradual ass opening.
Gradual ass opening.
Gradual ass opening. I mean,
do I need to redo that?
No, you don't.
Do you need him to bend over and give you a visual? Because that's the impression I'm getting here.
No,
you seem unsatisfied.
No, this is actual. This was actually a form of execution. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually pyramid shaped, but whatever.
Jesus.
Pyramid. Okay.
All right. So with that in mind.
Yeah. So I did some.
Oh, let me give you one more thing.
I did some research on, torture techniques and stuff.
in the past. So, yes.
All right. I'm just gonna say, after playing as many games as I have and watched as many movies, any death throw I ever do, I want to be like this.
I love that standard scream.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I got one for Jason.
You remember we're playing more Monty Python-esque.
Remember we were playing Tomb Raider, and she's going down the stream, and she kept getting impaled.
Yes.
We'll give that to Jason since he's been a bitch the whole time.
Oh my God.
I'm not gonna lie, that death fucking... row that you're playing right now, if you turn down the sound a little bit, sounds exactly like when I spray my asthma inhaler.
Yeah. Do you make that much of a screech?
No, it's kind of just a weenie. Death throw. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Yours was better.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. But, you know, you've clearly been trained by the best at IzumiCon. So,
that in mind, I did actually start watching an anime again.
Oh, God, what is it?
Paranoia Agent.
Oh, God, what is it?
So, you know, it's crazy. So, this is something I found out about myself. Like, I didn't know any new anime. And the anime that I knew, to me, seems recent, but it's not. It's like early 2000s, late 90s, you know? Mm-hmm. And apparently that's older anime. So I was looking on Netflix and everything else. I found a website that plays them for free. But Paranoia Agent was something that played for like 14 episodes on Adult Swim, and it was a fairly adult anime that had to do with an investigation of a guy that I don't remember if he ever becomes an actual serial killer, but he's a kid that's on rollerblades, and he appears. To give you the setup, there's a person who's trying to create a popular anime character, and she's got basically writer's block. And what happens is she has writer's block. She's got a project due by Monday. She walks out from the office. She's really depressed. She drops something and then hears roller skates. And then behind her is this kid with a bent baseball bat that clubs the bejesus out of her and puts her in the hospital. Well, he goes around and starts clubbing everybody. Well, nice. Like every episode is a new person. So I don't remember if it progressively gets to a point where he's actually killing people, but it's this whole investigation of people saying, well, there's no kid out there that's on roller skates, like, knocking people out and killing them. So there's these two cops that are kind of investigating these series of attacks, and that's kind of how it starts off. But it's really cool. I really, really have enjoyed it so far. I watched, like, 3 episodes last night back-to-back after traveling for, you know, 4 hours of driving and being all day at a con. So I remember it being pretty decent back, like, in my early 20s, and then after watching again, I was like, yeah, this isn't bad.
Oh, my God.
I just remember the character Little Slugger, and then I figured it out.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Rocket the Raccoon?
No.
That is an actual costume somebody built for their kid.
That's fucking amazing.
That is parenting done right.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm happy about it.
You should be. You'd be even happier.
Just saying. It's real.
There you go. There's your voice acting for you.
So anyways, that's enough anime talk. I did watch some anime. We watched one called Fairy Tales that I was watching with him. I didn't have the whole context of it, but apparently he's got like every season, so he's going to loan me some of that, and I'll figure out if that's something I'm really into or not.
It's Fairy Tale, right?
Fairy Tale.
Yeah, Fairy Tale.
I didn't realize it was like 40 or 60 episodes per season or something crazy.
As in like Tinkerbell... Fairy, and then tail, the actual T-A-I-L.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Dragon Ball Z, that's where it's at. That's where I'm at.
So, well, yeah, I know you've been, like, binge-watching that for...
Well, I'm doing it for a reason.
What's the reason? For the game?
Because I bought Xenoverse and played the first 5 minutes of it, and I'm like, okay, well, it's obvious that they already assume that people who were playing this game... know what the fuck's going on in the story. So, because I don't, and I've never watched these things, I must watch the story. And then I decided, if I'm going to watch the story, I'm going to watch it from the goddamn beginning. So, I'm 300 episodes into this
300
thing.
Plus.
Yeah. I am now into Dragon Ball Z, into the beginning of the Cell Saga.
Aren't you watching something called, like, Dragon Ball Z Abridged or something?
No, I wasn't. No.
What's the Abridged version mean?
Well, there's Dragon Ball Z Kai, but...
No, the actual Dragon Ball Z Abridged that he's talking about was actually a YouTube series somebody did where they basically parodied Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just a condensed version of the series.
Well, yeah, they condensed it, but they redubbed everything.
Gotcha. I thought I didn't realize it was a joke.
Intentionally a joke.
How many seasons is it?
Dragon Ball Z is...
Like, it's probably one of the most popular animes out there, isn't it?
250 plus episodes?
Jesus.
I'm not quite sure. I mean, it goes by sagas instead of, like, seasons. So they've got, you know, the different, you know, different story arcs that they go over because it's supposed to follow the manga, but... I mean, there was a lot of filler because of it.
There has to be fillers because they were waiting on manga releases, things like that. That happens with a lot of the popular animes. Fairy Tail, Naruto, Bleach, others. They decide to start producing the anime a couple of volumes into the manga.
And then the manga has to catch up, basically.
And then the anime, obviously, because... The studios are larger. It's not just a single drawer and storyteller. They move at a faster pace.
So they outpace. So
They outpace the manga.
Gotcha.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah. There's.
But I mean, Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z are actually fairly old.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I mean.
Yeah.
I'm also going to give a quick shout out to somebody who's been telling me for years to not discount everything anime, and I'm going to say I'm sorry, Nimp, because he's been giving me shit about this for years. He's one of our original listeners.
Yeah.
And
see what you did, man.
Yes, I'm watching some anime again.
It's not bad.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm just really picky with my anime.
Well, and I'm too, being in my mid 30s. You know. I'm probably going to look at the stuff that I watch a little bit differently than I would if I was 18 or something.
Well, yeah, you start.
You have to find what's relatable to you. Like high school anime is not going to be relatable to me.
Right. You start looking for more cerebral kinds of anime,
I remember Paranoia Agent being in college and watching that.
Like
I said, it's a story of two cops, basically.
Uh-huh. What was the one that you were just recently watching that had to do with the water spirit?
Oh, shoot.
Stumped you. That one was actually really good. I only watched a couple of the episodes while you were watching it, but, I mean, I got sucked into it, and it wasn't a whole lot
more
of action.
Morbito.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of action, but it still had a really good story to it.
You know, and there's other stuff that I've been, you know, that I've watched here that's really cerebral. Like, I think you would enjoy Death Note.
Yeah, I keep hearing about that. I saw Death Note's
another one of the older ones, so, I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all I have experience with at this point are the older ones.
A newer one that's exclusively being played on Netflix over here in America is Knights of Cydonia.
Yeah, when I try to remember something, I have, like, lists for everything that I keep on my phone, and I have...
Ba-da-ding.
I'll actually tell you what I have, and you guys tell me what you think. It'll just take me half a second
here. To give everybody some perspective, and most people don't realize this because it really wasn't shown in America until the 2000s, is Dragon Ball Z actually started in Japan in 1989.
Well, I was going to say, I had Knights of Cydonia and Akira that I needed to watch. I've heard a shitload about Akira, and I've never seen it.
Oh, that's like the greatest anime movie of all time.
But, like I said, yes, I'll admit that I was wrong. There's so much variety in the medium to begin with that there's going to be some things that I do like.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there's something for everybody in it, really.
There are going to be things where...
It's probably just...
From the title, you assume this is going to be okay for me to watch. You know, I might get into this one. And you start watching it, and it's like a softcore tentacle porn, or
you got to remember that my first experience.
Or
event.
So.
I'm the mother of somebody who's into this shit.
So much. Or it's
this geared, could not be more awkward right now.
Or it's geared so much towards children that you're like,
yeah,
no, stop.
Both awkward. Just for the record, I don't think that. My particular offspring swings in either direction.
No. Your offspring's watching the good stuff.
Well, he's watching. He's trying to introduce me to fairy tale. From what I can tell, that's nothing that's in either of those veins.
No, right. Not
said
at all.
Veins.
But so like, I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, my first introduction to any kind of anime, though, was something that was very hentai, and I didn't realize, you know, that there's a difference, obviously, at the time.
You didn't know?
Well, I was just, it was just dude impaling people with, like, one of his 12 penises, and that's...
What?
That's when my buddy's like, hey, you want to watch some anime? I was like, sure. And I'd never seen it before, so I go over to his apartment, and that's what he's watching. I was like, dude, I can't watch this.
What?
I was like, this is way more fucked up than anything that I really want to watch right now. So
that's just not...
I went out to the bar afterwards and got fairly drunk. Because I didn't get introduced to anime until I was like 22.
Oh, shit, no.
And that was the only thing. That was my first bite of it.
Oh, see, I grew up...
Do you need Rusty to give you a hug?
I don't need any hugs.
I don't need to give him a hug.
Now, I'll say
not after talking about tentacle dicks.
Exactly. Right.
We don't need him to get up all happy with his tail.
There was one of the local stations here that actually played the original Dragon Ball run early Saturday mornings when I was a kid. So
you
were
a kid much later
than
the rest of us, so.
Oh, fuck you, not that much later.
I don't know.
No.
You're what, 33?
Okay, so...
I'm 30. I'm 34.
And this is gonna suck. This is gonna suck so hard for me. So the very first anime...
Yeah.
...that is actually considered an anime, is in the anime lists and whatnot, is the very first one that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was played with Sailor Moon and all that.
That's fairly
in the 90s.
Well, I mean, that's like basically a teenage anime.
It's not necessarily something that I really wanted to watch, but Sailor Moon was on
the beginning of
Toonami at the
right,
the
but
time.
It also, you're a
and
teenager
also had
watching.
And realistically large, giant breasts.
Well, of course.
If you're a teenage boy that's into girls, then that's probably something that wasn't hard to watch.
No, it was still fucking hard to watch. It's basically just as hard to watch as Rainbow Bright was when I was a kid.
Is it riddled with tape?
Sailor Moon.
Since when did Rainbow Bright have cleavage?
It's not that. It's just the fact that you wanted to watch Transformers instead.
Sailor Moon was geared towards teenage girls.
It was.
That's what it was written for.
It was. And the fact that I had to sit through it so that I could actually get to the good cartoons really, really pissed me off sometimes.
I know, right?
There was like literally two channels that I could go to after school for watching cartoons of any sort. And,
1941 sucked.
Aha. Aha.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not that fucking old, God.
We wouldn't know, Grandma.
Oh.
You're the one who had two fucking channels.
Look, all right. This is Northern Michigan I'm talking about. We're lucky if we get one channel on a good day, and that is with your, you know, son on the roof with the fucking antenna holding it.
Hey, so, that's what you have kids for.
Well, that's exactly what the kids were for. Bundle up, kid. You're going up top. We need to watch the game on Fox, and the only way we're going to do it is if you hold on to the antenna just right.
Mm.
You do it.
That's what he said.
That's terrible.
A little bit.
That's really terrible.
Dark places.
Son of a bitch.
Dark fucking places.
So, yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't that bad. Sailor Moon was bad. But, no, it wasn't.
Well, you should just been the one holding the damn antenna on the roof.
That was what my little brother was for.
He didn't have to watch Sailor fucking Moon.
No, I couldn't. It was... this was the trade-up I had. Either Sailor Moon or... What was the other one? Fuck, it was something stupid.
Wow. 291 episodes of Dragon Ball Z.
291 of DBZ?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And we have about 28 of them on our DVR right now.
Are you sure that's all of them? Because... I could have swore that was not all of them.
And I do not think anybody in our house watches that anymore.
Okay, so I'm on episode 150, I think. Right around there. 150-ish. And I've gone through all 150 or so Dragon Ball episodes, so...
So you're...
Yeah.
You're well 300 episodes
that,
in.
That's a crazy amount, considering I only started watching that, what, about a month ago? Month and a half ago?
Yeah. He's well endowed with Dragon Ball.
Well, I mean, I've got seven of them.
Seven balls?
They light up and summon a dragon when you get them all close together.
Yeah, that's not the best pickup line that I've ever heard.
Summon my dragon.
Summon Shenron.
Summon seven. Shenron.
Summon Shenron.
I can summon seven dragons for you, baby.
Yeah, does that mean you're drinking dragon's blood?
Ooh. Jesus.
Not even phased.
No, but not near as psycho as apparently somebody who used to live here.
Oh, yeah. What did I show you guys earlier today?
Crazy shit on your walls.
So all last night, I'm getting ready to go to bed, and I'm tired and delirious. And I look over.
And you notice things when you're delirious.
Yeah, and it's just because the light was lower, because normally the light isn't that much lower. But
so
like
it's kind of different.
Yeah, like my bulbs had burned out in my room, and I need to replace the bulbs in there. But so I, you know, turn on the light, and it's in paint that matches the current paint on the wall. It says there's a couple of things that are scrawled on the wall that are only able, you're only able to see in certain lights. And right above my head on my bed, it says in little loopy letters, I want to make love to you. I've lived here almost a year. And in little loopy letters in like some paint carvings that looks like it was done with like a
It looks like
somebody took Elmer's glue and wrote it on the wall,
yeah,
honestly.
That's what it is.
If it's hopefully Elmer's glue.
Well, it's either that or somebody etched it into the wall with a knife and then they tried to cover it up and then it just kind of came out in the paint.
What do you think you'd see with black light in there, I ask you?
Oh, Jesus Christ, don't tell him that. Because he's going to do it.
He is going to do it.
I do have black light.
Oh, God.
We should do that on break and
no,
see
let's not do that
something
in my
to talk about.
He's like, not in my bedroom, not in my bedroom, not until I've sanitized the places where I've been.
Let's not do that.
I just kind of assumed you were
I'm
more
just
of a
never going to touch a
guy,
surface
but...
in this house. My ass has been on the chair.
I've had sex in that bedroom, and I don't know where things have gone.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I have vacuumed, but that doesn't always erase the evidence.
Dude, if it's splattering on the fucking walls, I don't want to ever be anywhere near that fucking room.
I don't know. If it's hitting the ceiling, just, yeah,
you've got
to hold on to her. That's all I have to say about it.
What was the movie?
Probably something else, didn't I?
No, I can't remember what it was. It was a parody movie of some sort, and I can't remember what it was.
All I can think of is Kingpin with the landlord.
I can't.
Hey, what else did you guys catch on
there's
the
wall? There's a sound for you.
The other things that was etched into the wall was Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a little crappy heart.
And a little crappy heart, yeah. So there was Happy Valentine's Day on the left side of the bed, and Let's Get It On the right side of the bed.
And all I'm thinking is, who the fuck, and it was loopy writing, so you know it was a chick.
Oh, of course.
I'm like, who the fuck is this chick who is psycho enough to graffiti shit on the walls, and I'm betting for that Valentine's Day, there was a voodoo doll with a pin in the heart somewhere involved, because that's just goddamn creepy.
No, I'm just picturing a chick in a tank top.
Creepy chick in a tank top.
Just a, you know, and laying on a... Laying on the bed and it's all covered in rose petals or some shit.
No, it wouldn't be rose petals. It'd be like dandelions.
Dandelions. Picked fresh from the yard.
Yeah. Covered in grass clippings.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Hey, I opened another one with my sandal.
Nothing says I love you like writing shit on the wall in Elmer's glue.
Let's get it on.
And she probably ate most of the paste before she used it on the walls.
Oh,
but she ate some paste.
I was going there mentally, but you said it.
Dark places, man.
Dark places.
Dark places.
Oh, white places.
Oh, white places.
Ugh. Ugh.
Just saying, I'm not taking a black light to that wall.
You probably shouldn't take a black light to my room. I'm being honest.
It's just the same way. It's my room, dude.
You just don't.
Look, I'm a computer geek. There's things on the internet. I'm just saying.
I don't want to shine a black light on
your
computer.
I'm just saying, when you move out.
A bleach?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to. That, paint the wall, remove the floor and everything.
Remove the floor.
Actually, now, okay, because I have three separate close friends who, if they die, it's my job to erase their browser history.
Oh, four.
I was I was the one that told you you had to get rid of cat butt plugs off my phone.
Yeah, you're the third one whose browser history I have to erase, you motherfucker. And now I'm thinking, you know what? I probably better repaint before their mothers come into their bedrooms.
My mom knows better than to shine a black light in that room. She's no fool.
Probably so do the other mothers, too. But I have a job to do. I have been entrusted with a duty, and
you said duty.
I did say duty.
Duty, duty.
And I must protect the moms if any of you die an untimely death.
Gotta protect my mom.
Talking about you, Mikey and Dina.
Called out.
Protect the moms.
Protect the moms.
Yeah.
You must be protected.
Yeah, well, I'm that kind of geek that already has the self-destructing computer. If I don't log into it in 7 days, it just deletes everything.
Damn, you're all Inspector Gadget over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a really bad pickup line for a while. Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
Wow. I can only imagine.
Go, go, Gadget, Gadget Dildo.
Go, go, Gadget Dildo.
Can you say Dildo?
On iTunes.
Go, go, Gadget. Go, go, Gadget Vibrator. Go, go, Gadget.
I don't know, but Trent's going to have to do an image for something, so.
Yeah. Please don't. Please don't.
Yeah,
I don't want anybody that is affiliated with, you know, with Inspector Gadget going, these guys are fucks. These guys are total fucks. We're going to sue them for
well,
the
we
dollar
really
that they
try hard
have.
To be, or at least fucked.
Well, I mean, I don't...
You know.
I mean,
sure.
So, that being said, I know it is a video game podcast, but we only have a couple of games to talk about. Do you want to save it for after break?
Well, I mean, if you want. That's cool.
I think we had a good loosening up session right now.
Giggity.
Loosened up her voices.
I really
up
tried
things.
There. I really tried. I tried.
God,
to stay
y'all in your socks. God damn.
God, well, I mean,
I'm all out of socks right now.
Well, I've got two.
You bet
one.
You are.
Jesus Christ.
All out of socks.
Oh man.
What do you gotta find a reason for the old socks?
All right. So are we gonna take a break and then actually get to the game shit?
Yeah, because we only have a couple games to talk about anyway.
Well, I mean, you're going to hear from me about Destiny because I've got a story.
So let's set it up before we hit break. You got Destiny. Jason, you got anything?
Destiny. I didn't get Halo 5 rented like I wanted to.
I have wine.
Well, that's not Destiny.
No, it's not, but you're asking what we have, and I have wine.
Well, I mean, that's what's in your hand.
It is. It's better than a sock.
That's
it's don't better you fucking than anything judge else. Me. I'd much rather have her have wine in her hand instead of a billy club. Anyway, mm-hmm. Let's go to break.
Wow, where did that come from? God damn. Somebody
we'll
needs
be back in
counseling.
20 seconds.
Yeah, literally 20 seconds for the listener.
All right.
Bye. Okay. I am going to hide all the goddamn socks.
You gotta stop doing that, especially with that face.
But I will be wearing latex gloves when I do it.
And he had to end with that.
I don't think he's ending.
I don't think he's...
All right,
I think he's
done.
Got more
I'm
to go.
Good. I'm good.
Just okay for all you lady listeners. Rusty's got some stamina. Just saying. He's not done.
All right. So you have officially made me blush.
Hey, just trying to find you an upgrade on your sock. Hey,
well, ladies.
He's speechless.
You can find me a nice box life.
I don't know. How much are real dolls?
Oh, fuck you.
Those things are so creepy.
Oh, fuck you.
I don't know. I mean, me and your friend Mikey found a double-ended...
A double-ended
pocket pussy for $11.
Okay. Well...
No.
So are you saying that Rusty needs a bromance?
A docking facilitator? What was that?
Basically, it looked like a crazy Chinese finger trap. Evil spirit.
Oh, that's just wrong.
I'm getting a visual, and I'm wishing that I wasn't.
You touch tips in the middle.
No. Don't.
I need to clench things now.
No, don't clench.
Clenching. Lots of clenching.
All right.
Rusty's banging his head.
All right. I'm good. Where
were you even going with that? Fuck.
I don't know, dude.
Dark places.
Yeah.
So many dark places.
Well, there's two. There's a light on the either end of the tunnel.
Oh.
Of the Chinese fecal trap.
Not if it's being used right. There's not.
Right
there. Well, that's assuming that each side's package is well endowed.
I really don't want to talk about this, dude.
You don't want to think about the mechanics.
This is just wrong. We don't have the dimensions. We don't need the dimensions. These are things that are just wrong. On the $10,000 pyramid, this would be things that are wrong.
Imagine it's got to be longer than 4 inches, which means there's no danger there.
Longer than 4 inches, no danger there. Pretty sure what you're saying is you're hung like a light switch. Can I confirm?
No, I was talking about
you. Don't want to confirm. Don't want to confirm. No. He's like...
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not whipping it out tonight.
You know, I've had more than that with provolone and mushrooms on it for $5 at Subway.
Wow.
I'm saying...
Hold on a second. Apply ointment to the bird.
$5. Me love you long time.
God. All right, I'm good.
Apparently, there is going to be Nuka-Cola for sale.
Oops, sorry.
Way to go, fucking random noisemaker guy.
I forgot I had it on because of the stormtrooper noises.
Next time she kicks you in the nuts.
I know.
All right. Sorry, you've been, like, recruited for that.
So, they're making Nuka-Cola.
I know!
Well, blue Nuka-Cola.
Actually, I have an addition to the story.
Yeah, go for it.
It is not only the blue Nuka-Cola, it's the Nuka-Cola Quantum is what the blue one is.
Right.
The Nuka-Cola Original, and there is a beer.
Yeah, the beer you can only get in the UK, and apparently it's made by some crap brewing company.
Oh.
Well, also, I need to know how many points
craft,
it is.
Craft or crap?
I thought I'd admit that on mute.
One of the two. Is it craft or crap?
Crap.
Crap, as in terrible.
Shit.
As in shit.
Shite.
Okay, shite.
He's
scheisse.
So it's like having sex in a canoe?
In a douche canoe.
Fucking close to water?
Yeah.
But the Nuka-Cola Quantum is going to be something that... It's
Blue Jones Soda is what it looks like.
Yeah, well, isn't Blue it made Junk. By the guys at Jones?
It's made by Jones Soda.
Jones yeah. Soda.
They're selling it at Target, and I fully intend on being at Target.
Oh, yeah.
To pick some up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know you've got to try it. They come in, what, 4 or 6 packs? I can't remember.
6 packs.
Okay.
Six.
That means there's like 5 of them being drank, and one of them is going to be a permanent addition to the shelf. Because, I mean, you can get a lot of things with 5 caps.
Right.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
We need a shelf here in the sex dungeon.
I don't think we could.
Oh, for the Nuka-Cola bottles, huh?
For the Nuka-Cola bottles? Fuck
for whatever. Yeah, we do.
Like, you should move the soundproofing down about a foot, and we should have a shelf up along the top of the wall. All right,
so you don't know what went into putting the sucker up. There's no way in hell that's dropping down.
And actually, there's a very strategic reason we hung them that high to begin with, and that is outlets.
All I want to say is that Justin said that we had a lot of trouble dropping them down.
And... Yes, and there was a strategic
so much phrasing. God damn it, Rusty. I told you to get rid of the fucking sock.
I'm good.
Jesus, didn't your mother teach you that shit only happens in private?
Fat, 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 fat.
So just get out of the way before we start talking games we actually played this week. do something I think we forgot to do last month, and that is the free games lineup for PlayStation and for Xbox this month.
Oh my God, sure. What's for free on Xbox?
PlayStation first.
Dude!
On PS4, you're going to have The Walking Dead Season 2 and Magicka 2.
Nice.
Okay.
PS3 is Mass Effect 2 and Beyond Good and Evil. We'll have Invisimals for PS Vita and Dragon Fin Soup for all three.
Okay.
Xbox's lineup for Xbox One, we've got Numa. From November 1st through the 30th.
Numa.
And Night Squad for November 16th through December 15th.
Numa?
Yeah, they're P-N-E-U-M-A. They're both smaller games. The Numa one looks interesting. It's a puzzle game.
I think PS4 has a better lineup, honestly.
PS4's got a better lineup this month.
Wait, so Numa, the Breath of Life game?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the is self. Oh, God. It's that.
And then on Xbox 360, they've got Dirt 3
for the first half.
Of the month, and Dungeon Siege 3 for the second half of the month.
Justin!
What?
Get your goddamn feet off my chair!
Well, I wanted to put my foot somewhere.
Bitch.
Well, you're done.
Put it on Rusty's sock.
No.
Oh, no.
Also, backwards compatibility.
Oh, yeah, boy. Baby!
Goes live on November 12th.
Yeah, baby!
Actually, that's a good idea.
Alright, so... a little bit about the backwards compatibility. I have talked with plenty of different people who are in the preview thing for Microsoft.
Yeah, how's that working out so far?
Oh my God! They said that they regret the hell out of it. The only reason why they're still in the preview program is so that they can have access to the preview games as they come available. But the new dashboard for Xbox One is super buggy. And they said that it's even more difficult to get where you want to go in the dashboard.
Well, they've been having issues with that for a while.
Well, I look back at, say, the Xbox 360's dashboard, and I'm like, kind of perfect.
Well, and you had games ready to go right there.
Well, not only do you have games ready to go, but...
I still think the best...
You could pull that up over top of the screen.
I still think the best dashboard was the first dashboard for the 360.
The original one where you could actually play your own music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make your own soundtracks for your games? Yeah.
Yeah. That part was cool.
That was really awesome. Yeah. But, of course, yeah.
I'm just going to say very randomly.
Random.
Not Your Father's Root Beer is ridiculous.
It's fucking alcohol.
It's 5.9% alcohol by volume, and it's root beer, and it tastes like fucking root beer, and I'm drinking them like candy, and that's scary.
It'll make you fat.
I don't care.
Fatty.
I don't care.
That is happening.
Oh, God.
Well, I wish you'd put away the goddamn sock.
No, for some people, like myself, the list to start off with is fairly limited. Other people, it won't necessarily be.
It's like 100 games or something, right?
Both Keflinks games.
Yeah.
Alien Hominide.
Give us something good.
Banjo-Kazooie and Tui. Battle Block Theater. Defense Grid. Gears of War. Geometry Wars.
Yeah.
Hexic.
Yeah.
Jetpack.
I'm just going to wait until they refine it a little bit.
Cameo, Mass Effect.
Okay, well, that's the first one, right? Or is it all of them?
The first one.
Okay.
Both Perfect Darks.
Okay.
Shadow Complex, Super Meat Boy. Toy Soldiers, Toy Soldiers Cold War.
Uh-huh.
Viva Pinata.
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 Pinata, whatever. Viva Pinata Tip.
Uh-huh.
And Zuma.
Okay, well, basically...
Not impressed yet.
Are all the, you know, well,
like basically
with a couple exceptions, most of them are the live arcade games.
Yeah.
And while that still is indie developers, it's still kind of not the kind of games that we're looking for.
No. Though they did say that Mass Effect will turn into the full series, obviously.
Better.
Gears of War is playing.
Well, they already got the re-release. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Like, if I want to play the re-release, it might be better to just play the re-release at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Or just play it on my original 360, as long as that service is available.
They've got the entire Gears of War franchise planned for it.
Well, I mean, I played 3 a decent amount this year.
Yeah.
All that.
Still way better on PC.
Now, I will admit... once they release Borderlands on it, that interests me because the wife keeps begging me to hook up the old Xbox to play Borderlands when...
I mean, that's fair.
I could just... instead of having Switch consoles out.
Yeah.
Just get an HDMI switcher. They're like $5 on Amazon. And that's what I've been using this entire time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean... I don't even have my Xbox 360 anymore.
I will admit to there being some strategery there. If she can play it on the backwards compatibility app through Xbox One, then I can play it on the 360 in the office and not have to have two separate live accounts.
Oh, fair.
You already do.
No, I don't.
You don't have one for her?
No.
Oh. Well, she's got a profile. Share. Yeah, she's got a profile, so...
She's got a basic profile, and on Xbox One, the family share allows her to play all features as long as I'm logged in.
Yeah, oh, God.
Your room.
I actually write words on my wall, but whatever.
Oh, so you wrote that on Justin's wall.
Maybe.
Oh, he loves you.
Uh-huh.
He wants to make love.
No.
That sock is really wearing on him. See what I did? See what I did there? See?
You suck. You suck so much.
I swallow too. Yo.
That was me.
Oh.
Banging my head against the wall.
Quit.
I
thought it was my offspring. Just in time to hear me say that. I'm really relieved it wasn't.
Still listens to the show.
Oh, shit. Thanks, fucker.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wah, wah, wah.
I don't really, sweetie. There was
my
mom.
Oh, God. All right. I'm looking forward to backwards compatibility only for a few games, and I'm just, going to wait until those happen.
Yep.
Until then, it's meh.
That's what
and,
she said.
It's
meh.
Well, honey.
So what
the,
she said.
The whole.
Especially after you'd been married to her for 2.5 years.
Length with things, meh.
meh.
But yeah. Backwards compatibility is great, but they need to come out with games.
Otherwise, it was meh.
We need to have real games. They can't do this to me.
Well, speaking of real games, you've played a real game a lot, right, Rusty? I played some of it this week too, just not at the same time as you. We played some Destiny for the Halloween event.
Fucking A, dude, that Halloween event though.
It was kind of a letdown. You're fucking obsessed.
What? You think it was a letdown?
A little bit.
Are you sure?
There should have been more. I would expect like a boss or something to kill.
Okay. All right. Well,
like I've played World of Warcraft for a while and they always had the two random bosses that you could kill.
Okay. That'd be fair.
Yeah, that's true, but this is also going from Destiny,
let's grind a lot for hats.
Destiny year one, where not a whole lot happened on the holidays.
Chicks bear their tits for beads when it's spring, so why not?
To this.
Throw me something, mister!
To this here's time around.
I was looking at my screen, I swear.
record, I did not bear anything. I just showed the tank top that was under my sweater.
And what a tank.
You have to admit, this year at least they had a fully themed.
So year one Destiny was Jackalites that fucked with your vision, which
Jackalites.
Jackalites are pumpkins that go over your head for 30 minutes.
Why are they called Jackalites?
I don't know.
They go over your head for 30 minutes?
I don't know. It's a cosmetic thing. Once you put it on, you can't take it off. You can't delete them from your inventory. And if you run with it on, it clips into your vision, and you are basically blind for 30 minutes.
So if they go over your head for 30 minutes, it sounds like either a Thai prostitute or somebody with a really bad boss.
God, why do you have to go to dark places?
Dark places.
Oh, that's her job.
Motherfucking places.
Anyway.
Why the hell do you think you guys have me around?
Sometimes.
I know.
Sometimes.
I know. I can't
help it. Yeah, so the first year was that. That was basically it. They didn't do anything to the tower that I remember. And there wasn't a whole lot of anything else.
Yeah.
They added quests. They added, like, a loot system drop, masks, different masks, some fairly cool things to the game, like the skull mask.
Keep in mind, the masks were totally cosmetic.
And
completely ruin your light level if you wore one.
It did. But I mean, they're still fun. Added three new emotes.
You could still do the thriller dance in them.
That's true.
They added three new emotes to the game for this event only, and one of them was the Thriller Dance, which, when I saw it, Jason can attest, I walked out, he was previewing it, I just basically jaw drop, point at TV, saying, I want that now.
I was slightly envious that I could not actually physically do the Thriller Dance.
You know.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to learn it.
Yeah. It's
because
it's pretty freaking amazing.
You do this and you pretty do much that and yeah.
And then they have the Monster Mash dance.
Oh fuck the Monster Mash.
And then they have a Boo emote, which is supposed to be scary but really is just kind of like
Do it again.
Where's your sock? God.
So, was that. There is something that I really didn't like about it, and that was that each account got one legendary box that had a
legendary
mask
box,
and
bitches.
Some extra stuff in it. And you could buy that with silver, and
I
was.
You could buy the legendary box with silver? Were you playing a game, or were you in Bangkok?
Some serious phrasing even in the name of the
I'm
town.
Checking out, dude.
It really is.
No. You could buy this consumable for silver, and most of the stuff went away.
That does not make it any better.
Shut up.
Can't.
It goes away on November 9th. Can't.
It goes away on November 9th.
Aww.
So,
poor box.
Oh, so we still got time to get more masks.
Yeah, still have time to get masks.
That's the day before I get the Pip-Boy edition. Mm-hmm. Fallout.
Mm.
Oh, so you are getting the Pip-Boy?
Oh, dude, I ordered that less than an hour after we found out about it, like at E3.
Mm.
It's like E3 or PAX, and then Trent was like,
order
click
now.
Order. And so we both hit order at the same time.
Yep.
I think The Offspring and I are coming over for a preview of the game.
Well, I figured that
out. Not of anything
I just lost the game.
Related.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Because
fuck you. That's right, guys.
Ooh.
I just lost the game.
I'm pretty sure Jason just said he wants you.
Oh, my God! Jason, do you have a ladder?
Dark
can you
places.
Lend it to her so that she can get the fuck out of the gutter for, like, just a few seconds?
I am 5'1". I am not getting anywhere near out of the gutter ever in my entire life.
That's why I said you need a ladder.
I'm pretty sure I will be sitting up in my coffin and going, yeah, that's what she said, motherfucker. And then I'll lay back down and let my relatives just do what they may.
Okay, then.
My funeral will be epic.
So, folks, do we have anything else?
Oh, well, I mean...
Constructive?
Wow, we're still on Destiny. I'm throwing shit.
Justin wants constructive stuff. That's so cute.
I know.
It's even cuter than his unshaven baby-ass face.
Shut your pie hole.
No.
You've just been told to shut up twice.
Actually, I've been told that more than that this episode. I'm pretty sure I've been told to shut up a record number of times
shut
this
up.
Episode.
Just saying.
That means my work here is done.
Yeah, you've done. You've
I've
been
earned,
very efficient tonight.
I've earned a raise.
Yeah,
and I broke you.
Yeah.
And all y'all have told me to shut up at least once.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I've earned 100% raise on my zero salary.
You get it.
A dollar.
Sweet.
I got gotcha, you a dollar.
I can buy myself something pretty.
Soda.
TARDIS costume.
A soda. I'll get you a soda.
I'll buy myself a TARDIS costume.
For a dollar?
For a dollar.
If I sell it to myself, it's free.
Oh, God. All right, so, yeah. Yeah, man, you are derailing the fuck out of my brain here.
I do what I can.
Destiny, a little bit more, just because I can. I have completed the hard mode raid 3 times on 2 different characters.
Jesus.
I will tell you that last night was an adventure. Last night, I decided that I was going to pug the hard mode raid, and I started about 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock p.m. I didn't get done with it until about 7:30. Now, mind you, that was after the time changed.
Fuck my life.
Now, I knew there was... I knew I wasn't going to see Rusty until like 2 or 3 in the afternoon because my wife, when I wake up, goes, you're not going to see Rusty for a while. He was up when I went to the bathroom at 6:30. I said, which clock were you looking at? She said, the one on the wall.
And that hadn't been changed yet.
I'm pretty sure if I heard you aren't going to see Rusty for a while, I would be thinking, oh my fucking God, where did you bury his body?
You aren't going to see Rusty for a while.
You aren't going to see Rusty for a while.
No, no, if she actually...
And
got...
also, I love you, let's make love, it's on the wall. Sorry, Crystal, I really do like you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm pretty
Day.
Sure if Rusty actually pushed her to the point where she killed him and hit his body, she'd go... You have a man cave now.
Oh, fuck you.
You have a man cave
and
now.
And a new, quote-unquote, couch.
Yeah.
I don't know how to respond to the sentence,
you
have a man cave now.
You have a man cave now. I don't know. His
sounds
eyes
like
would
a rite of
up.
Passage, but it's not.
Do you manscape the man cave?
I don't know.
Do
you would
you
have to desanitize
it. Manjazzle it? Would,
well, I mean,
what is manjazzling? Is that wearing a cock ring?
Manjazzle.
That depends.
It's going in search history.
Are you planning for the surprise butt sex you hope you have, or?
Hey, you're manjazzling. It's up to you.
OMG!
Did you just see? did you just see a Jacob's
ladder?
I need
to because I give no fucks who sees what in my browser.
So,
history.
Urban Dictionary does have manjazzle in it, and
I'm looking
it
up, and
man,
I'm not requiring anybody to erase my browser history. It can be out there for all the world to see.
When a man blings out his manjazzle,
does it happen, and why?
I don't have a manjazzle.
Matt Damon manjazzled his
manjazzle. Manjazzle.
To impress Winona Ryder.
That sounds like something that you would...
Did Winona Ryder jizzle his jazzle?
I don't know. It might have.
Jizzle his jazzle. For shizzle.
Man jangle.
Or jizzle.
Wow. Man jazzle. I'm actually going to click images because I'm just that fucking bold.
Manjaculate.
So many dark... Okay. Would you wear a dick sweater over a manjazzle?
Probably.
When something is so
manly...
Why
am I coming up with so many fucking pictures?
Manjaculate. When something is so manly, it causes an uncontrollable and spontaneous ejaculation.
Okay. I'm not sure I want to know, but here's the thing. I pulled up manjazzle.
Wow, okay.
You know, phrasing, I get it, but I came up with pictures of George Clooney, Chevy Chase.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right.
And Matt Damon. Huh. Why are there pictures pulling up in
She was just looking for pictures of John.
And fucking Gary Coleman! Stop! God. Okay, I'm done.
All right, stop.
I'm done with manjazzling. I can't. No more. No more. Gary Coleman is not my size. Gary Coleman is my size if I want certain things done.
All right, all right.
That's what I'm saying.
We're setting this aside. What is the next topic?
Honestly, I don't know that we do until...
Dude, I had to.
I don't know that we do until we play some more games, honestly. I think that next week we're going to try to play some different things.
Yeah.
So
you're going to still hear about my fucking escapades in Destiny. That's just the way it is. I am
just
so
leave the sock at home, please, Rusty.
Look.
Please.
Look.
I've been seeing a lot of people.
I don't want to look. That's the point. No more looking. No looking. No looking. No looking.
But I'm going to do money.
I will admit before we finish with that, I actually deleted my hunter and started another warlock.
Damn. And guess what? Now he has got the bow.
Because Rusty actually told me something.
It's really smart, actually. Think about it.
They found out, you know, you haven't been getting green drops. So you're running low on weapons parts.
Right.
Start a second character. Get them to 25. Play with that character just ever so often. And you'll start getting green drops again.
Green drops will start happening again. I don't know why
it is. It's an error in the loot system.
I don't know why it is, but if you have one character at max level and you don't play any other characters, as soon as you get to about max level, the green drops stop happening. But if you play another character, the green drops will start happening again. I don't know what it is, but it's been seen... Things, words, can be...
So it's been assumed that it's an error in the game.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I got a bunch of extra weapons parts by doing a new character all the way from...
So you know those weapon parts we've been struggling to get so we can actually do shit? That's how you fix it.
I'm pretty sure the show should open with that noise.
Really?
So, you know, you won't have to run strikes for 2 weeks just to level up one gun.
Oh, my God. That was just sexy, like. Dude. Yeah, no, you gotta play more Destiny. You gotta match
if
my...
If I put 10 hours in and I get, like, 5 or 6 weapon parts, that's the thing that just pisses me off.
Well, that's why I tell you to play another character. You're stuck on your Titan. I need you to play another character. Play a Warlock.
I have a Warlock and I have a Hunter.
Or do like we did.
Yeah,
start a second
start another
of
titan.
Your main. Start another Titan.
Look,
I'm not playing two Titans.
Look, the smartest thing I've ever done in Destiny was to get rid of my Hunter, sorry Hunter players, and start up a new Warlock.
I'm not saying
I get
the game's
that
bad.
Warlock all the way up to max level. I then move everything over from my main Warlock to my second Warlock. I now have a 313 Warlock, and it is now portable between two separate bodies, so I can run the raid twice a week. I did that this week. I want to gouge my eyes out because of it, but sometimes, I mean, those people who raided with me
My name is Dark Genrock on fucking Destiny, and if you are listening to this, because I might have told you to, you guys are fucking legendary for sticking with it for 8 hours. I went through 3 groups, and that last group was just fucking legendary. So you guys are all awesome and on my friends list.
Aww.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like a Valentine in November. Aww. Hey, all you motherfuckers, you set your clocks back?
By the time they listen to this, I should hope that they did.
Been late to work.
Not necessarily.
Or too early to work, really.
Yeah.
Too early, too late.
It would just take the one.
I gotta say, as all of last week was company email spam, remember to set your clock back.
Yep. Golden Joystick Awards happened.
Oh, yeah. From Games Radar.
Yeah.
The
It's too early in the year. There's it game is. The Fallout's coming out. You got Assassin's Creed that just released. Yeah. And Halo that just released, and you got fucking No Man's Sky that's supposed to release.
No, not till next year. Oh. First quarter.
What? Did they move it back again?
I'm pretty sure they did.
No Man's Sky?
I could swear that's what I saw.
No Man's Sky? No way. No Man's Sky, June 2016. What the fuck?
Okay, so second quarter. Sorry about that.
Good lord. Wasn't it supposed to be out the end of this year?
That was originally. This got pushed back like at summer, like at E3.
Son of a bitch. All right, whatever. I can wait a little bit longer for perfection, but it must be perfect. It must be.
Well, I mean,
okay,
think about,
Dr. fucking Frankenstein with your sock.
Think about the...
it must be.
Dr. Sockenstein.
Think about the...
Dr. Frankenstein.
Think about the game they're building.
Dr. Frankensock.
I mean, nobody's... They are into uncharted territory when it comes to that game.
Uncharted territory. Well, not really uncharted. I mean, honestly, there is games out there that, while they still have a limit, they have a giant limit.
A giant limit.
I mean...
You know, I've been looking for that ever since I lost my virginity.
A giant limit?
A giant limit.
Okay.
A slow clap.
All right.
Horrible.
I am
horrible.
I am just the biggest asshole sometimes.
No, and you.
I do that.
What else was coming out?
And when you're not, I'm there to pick up the slack. I'm there for you.
Mm-hmm.
But not for your sock. Just you.
Just me.
Just you.
So, I mean, I already don't really get it because they were looking at this and the 2015 Golden Joystick Awards, they voted Ori and the Blind Forest as one of the best, as the best Xbox game.
Jesus.
Hmm.
Okay, well, the game is good. It's very simple. And it had for its genre, fairly decent.
Okay, so you do realize that the average reading level of the American is fifth grade, so I can understand why simple is popular.
Well, true. But no, it beat out the Master Chief Collection and Sunset Overdrive.
I don't even want to talk about this because we're going to have a whole other episode in about 2 months that has to do with Game of the Year.
Well, yeah. Are you going to wait until I'm back?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you have to be there for that episode.
Okay. Now, here's the real question. Are you going to let me put up a Christmas tree in the sex dungeon?
Sure.
No.
Sweet.
Well, I won't be here, so fuck it. Whatever.
Sex dungeon Christmas tree, bitches.
So... On that topic, so we can finish show up.
Sex dungeons?
Sex dungeons? Wow.
Sex dungeon Christmas trees.
No.
Can I color coordinate it?
More game... On the topic of more games being played for us to talk about.
In the sex dungeon.
In the sex dungeon.
Which is Fallout.
We got Rise of the Tomb Raider and Fallout 4 both coming out on November 10th.
I know, and I can't get both.
So, those will be played.
But you can make a Tomb Raider Rise.
They're going to have to be...
Well, Rise of the Tomb Raider for sure. What was the other one? I spaced out.
Fallout 4.
I spaced out for a little bit.
Yeah, it comes out the same day as Fallout 4.
What was that again? I couldn't understand.
Same day as Fallout 4.
Oh, I mean...
Those are all two-syllable words or less, dude.
I've never heard... Oh, that
Get
game.
Rid of the fucking sock, my God.
That game. All right. Something
you're so
about
pretty.
That game, though.
Rusty, you're pretty.
I am.
You are pretty.
I am super sexy.
Your skin is like porcelain.
Porcelain.
Yeah.
Or powder.
The next week after that, as Star Wars Battlefront comes out.
You've got a little
out,
bit of Van Dyke Brown on your nose there.
And
happy birthday, Bob Ross.
Probably not.
And on December 1st, Rainbow Six Siege and Just Cause 3 comes out.
Yeah, there's a lot
of... So, I mean, the next couple months, there's going to be a lot of different games we're going to be talking about.
Holly, please buy me a video game. I'm going to be so out of money.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
There is also rentals.
I don't know how I'm going to do it. I have to buy Fallout 4, and I want to play Rise of the Tomb Raider, and...
Yeah, out of all of those, I want to play Battlefront, Tomb Raider... Assassin's Creed, Halo, and Fallout 4.
Well, Halo, I'm
and
sure
just
is going to happen
I'm
sometime.
Pretty sure that I do want.
Halo is probably going to happen sometime. It's probably going to happen, I don't know. I want to say within the next week or two, but I have no clue. I know Trent's playing it, but...
Well, I was at the con last night, and he was begging me to get Halo. And I was like, dude, I'm like 2 hours away.
Right.
And I'm in the middle of a con. There's no way I'm getting Halo right now.
Right. But it's going to be rough for me because, like, you have all of those games that are coming out, and then I'm going to be leaving.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to touch my game systems at all for a month.
Touching your game systems? Is that what they're calling the sock these days?
The sock is named Judy. Sorry, Judy.
You know, I don't know anybody under the age of 55 that's named Judy. I'm just saying.
Or they dress like Amy Farrah Fowler.
Older women.
Getting Judy.
Older women.
Getting Judy with it.
Getting Judy with it.
Wow.
All so right. With that, we really don't have much else.
No. I mean, there's not really much news out there.
I think we're going to try to get our hands on some newer games, whether they be rentals or buying them.
Oh, yeah.
And have something for you guys next week. So, with that, where can you find us, Jason?
Find us at tiltcast.com. Obviously, you're probably already there. Find us on Facebook and Twitter.com/tiltcast. Search for us on iTunes and Stitcher. Rate us and review us. Also find our Twitch channel, which will be used more often in the near future, twitch.tv/TheRealTiltCast.
Or in Rusty's sock.
YouTube.com/TheRealTiltCast. With that, we got friends of the show.
Yep, you got For the Love of Gaming. You have BMFcast.com. You got NoQuarters.net, TheCarouselPodcast.com, and TVGP.TV. They do great things. And with that, that's the end of the goddamn show.
Bye!
See you guys later.
Bye-bye.